I think Miss Gillard is a little on the defensive as we speak. You will recall earlier this month Jeremy Stoljar, the counsel assisting the Hayden Royal Commission into union corruption, handed his final submission to the Royal Commissioner, including his findings concerning this AWU slush fund scandal. Mr. Stoljar's submission argued that Miss Gillard's conduct in helping to set up the slush fund was, quote, questionable, but concluded she was not guilty of any criminal conduct. But Mr. Stoljar's submission wasn't the only submission to the Royal Commissioner, nor was it the only view. Terry O'Connor, the former head of Western Australia's equivalent of ICAC, has also handed a submission to the Royal Commission. It states, quote, there is no doubt, unquote, that Julia Gillard committed an offence in knowingly helping establish the AWU slush fund for her then-boyfriend, former AWU official Bruce Wilson. The submission points out that the slush fund's schedule of association provided that, quote, no part of the property or income may be paid or otherwise distributed directly or indirectly to members, unquote. This, says the submission by the former head of Western Australia's equivalent to ICAC, Terry O'Connor, this, he says, quote, contradicted the real purpose of the association, unquote, which was, by Julia Gillard's own admission, to act as a slush fund. The submission argues an application prepared by Julia Gillard to have the slush fund incorporated, quote, falsely certified, unquote, that the slush fund was eligible for incorporation under Section 4 of the West Australian Associations Incorporation Act. The Royal Commissioner, Dyson Hayden, will hand his recommendations relating to the first part of the inquiry to the federal government next month. Australia will be watching.